Good evening and welcome, friends, to Voices of the Sacred Feminine, whether you're across town or across the globe. And happy holidays to everyone as we prepare to welcome in the light of enlightenment in 2012. I'm your hostess, Karen Tate, and if you're new to the show, well, I've been doing a lot of things. I'm actually an author as well as a radio show host, and two of my books are Sacred Places of Goddess, 108 Destinations, and what I like to call its bookend, Walking an Ancient Path, Rebirthing Goddess on Planet Earth. Sacred Places of Goddess is very left-brained, encyclopedic, if you will, talking about goddess cultures and the sacred places around the globe. And Walking an Ancient Path, well, it's more right-brained. It talks about incorporating a goddess into your life, into your community. Folks at the Joseph Campbell Foundation gave my first book a thumbs up. And it's been sold in museum bookstores, and the latter book has won an award in the spirituality category. So I hope you'll check out my website and learn more about my work. You can find out more about it at www.karentate.com. Speaking of my books, I will give the first three listeners who email me a free copy of the award-winning Walking an Ancient Path, Rebirthing Goddess on Planet Earth. To claim the book, just be the first three who email me at my email address, KarenTate108@ca.rr.com. Tell me a little bit about yourself, why you think you'd like the book, what your mailing address is, and if you're one of the first three, you'll get a book. Now, I do have to limit this offer to listeners in the continental United States because of the cost of postage. So you'll know, I'll be using that book in the months ahead as I plan these sacred salons, ritual on the radio. So if you have a copy, you'll be able to go back and read some of the meditations and readings and rituals. And that provides the perfect segue into mentioning what a very special night tonight is. Tonight marks the beginning of a new adventure here on the show. Tonight we begin Ritual on the Radio, a sacred salon, which I'll offer the first week of each month, either on a Wednesday or a Thursday night. So tell your friends they can either listen live at 6 p.m. Pacific or can catch it later from the archives. I'd love your feedback and suggestions. And in these special salons, I'm going to even try opening up the chat room toward the end of the show as an experiment. And you can write in and tell me what you think. Remember, your contributions and suggestions, as always, they're gas in my tank. They keep me going. Speaking of that, some of you may have heard the interview I did with Stavros from Greece, the wonderful fellow who's trying to do the Aphrodite documentary. Well, he emailed me this week, and he said because of him being on the show here, he's actually getting some help from some American women who were going to set him up on the Kickstarter program so that he can get donations to help finance finishing his documentary on Aphrodite. So, you know, networking, sharing, it all pays off, and it made me feel so good to know that interview with him is going to help him be able to finish that documentary on such an important goddess as Aphrodite. Well, before we move along and start the ritual for tonight, I have a few announcements. If you love that musical intro that started the show as much as I did, it's called Narayani by Diva Haley, and it's off her CD, Sacred Alchemy. Thanks so much, Diva, for allowing me to share your beautiful music with listeners. And later on during the ritual, you're going to hear from another group called Son of the Widow. I'm going to be using a little bit of their music called Damkar, D-A-M-K-A-R. So we'll introduce them to the show tonight for the first time. I'd also like you to know if you are in the Southern California area, anywhere near North Hollywood, once a month we do something called Sacred Sundays at the Green Man in North Hollywood. So if you want to set a new tone in your life for the new year, especially as we start this journey through 2012 and this paradigm shift, if you maybe desire to reconnect with deity, uplift your spirit, vibrate at a higher level, maybe reincorporate some sacredness in your life or use goddess ideals to reinvent the world, learn tools for a better life, be inspired for the coming months. Well, that's the whole point of our Sacred Sundays. and they're usually the fourth Sunday of every month. We gather with like-minded men and women who want to create this new paradigm, this new future, one that works for all of us in the delicious stew of diversity that is the divine feminine and sacred masculine. So consider this your invitation to join us monthly and be the change we want to see in the world. Our next service is Sunday, January 29th. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Our theme is Resolutions and the Return of the Light. So carve out some sacred space for yourself, connect with the community, enjoy sharing, singing, wisdom telling. And afterwards, if you're not shopped out from the holidays, think about some sacred shopping at the wonderful Green Man store. Also, next week on Voices of the Sacred Feminine, we return to the regular format of interviewing guests, and I have on the show Brandi Gallagher. She's going to be discussing eco-villages and the state of cooperative culture in North America. Or in other words, the title of the show is Lifeboats for the Future. Can we pull oar together? Brandi will be followed by Victoria Dorvesha, who's going to be talking about Dances of Universal Peace. Now, I don't know if you've heard of Dances of Universal Peace where you live. They happen all over the world, actually, as far as I know, especially in North America. I learned about these dances, maybe about 10 years ago, and they more or less disappeared from our community for a while, but now they're back, and I'm so excited they're back because they're like sacred movement, but you don't have to know how to dance or do any special kind of movements. It's sort of meditative walking, but it's choreographed, simple choreography, and the music that they play, I just have to tell you, it's a spiritual experience. It sort of reminds me of the whirling dervishes, although no one's actually turning round and round in circles like that. But I'm talking about the feeling you get from being in the presence of the whirling dervishes. Well, you sort of create that yourself when you participate in the Dances of Universal Peace. So anyway, Victoria Dorvesha is going to talk about the dances, the history, why they make us feel the way they do, and she's going to give us the whole story on how they came to be and where you can find out if there's any happening near you. And as I say during each show, you can catch us live or you can catch us from the archives. You can listen via iTunes as well. And as always, if you can't tune in live but you have questions for any of my guests or myself, you can always email your questions several days before the show. Or if I get good at this chat room, maybe you can send me a question during the chat. And finally, I'd like listeners to know airtime is no longer free to hosts like myself. I pay for the airtime to share with the community and give others a platform for their work. So if you'd like to help me stay on the air, I'd appreciate it if you go to my website, KarenTate.com, go to the Goddess Store page, and down toward the bottom you'll see some PayPal buttons. If you'd like to make any contributions to help me pay for the airtime here at Blog Talk, I'd really appreciate it. Because remember, Goddess teaches us what you nurture and tend to survives and thrives, and what you neglect withers. And for your contributions, you'll get some gifts I'll send to you, some small offerings to show my sincere gratitude for your gratefulness that the show is on the air for 3 years, 3 years now. So without further delay, let's get this sacred salon going. First, I'd like to tell you this new venture, Ritual on the Radio, has been inspired by the monthly Sacred Sunday salons we're doing at the Green Man Store in North Hollywood. After being on hiatus for a while, because we used to do these a few years ago, we're back there offering them to the community. And from the feedback of those coming, people feel they're so relevant, meaningful, appreciated. We might actually begin videotaping the entire Sunday service service and put it online for listeners who aren't in the LA area. I know many of you write me saying Voices of the Sacred Feminine is a lifeline for you because you might not have a community, or your community doesn't offer anything like this, or there's little opportunity to get the information the show provides. Well, I'm hoping these ritual on the radio sacred salons fills a similar need. Now you can stay connected to Goddess and ideals of the Sacred Feminine, not through interviews with foremothers and way showers, not just through those, but also through these monthly rituals on the radio with me, which may or not be seasonal in content, but always reflective of Goddess values and wisdom. I'd like to provide sacred ritual that encourages a goddess-inspired life. So if you want to set a new tone for your life in the coming year, consider listening to the monthly salons. And I hope you'll tune in and tell your friends. And one last thing about the services, whether it's Sacred Sundays or these sacred salons on the radio, I use an opening called We Have Forgotten Who We Are, and a closing called We Remember Who We Are. Now, I didn't write these beautiful prayers, but I found them on a website of the United Nations, and I encourage you to go there and perhaps print it out and use it for yourself in your own personal ritual. So, let's let the ritual begin. We are creating sacred space here. I invite you to let the cares of the outside world drift away. In the beginning, God was a woman, and from her womb she created all that is. Thus she is all things, and all things are her. Many believe she was the sun, the stars, and the moon. She was the changing seasons, the growing seasons, and the very earth itself. Her spirit created, permeated, and transformed every living thing. She ruled over the fate of human beings, bestowing sovereignty, blessings, and justice. She was an icon of wisdom and protection. She created the cosmos and everything in it. She gave forth life, and at death it was to her when returned, only to be reborn again. The face of the life force itself was that of Goddess, the divine feminine. That was true 30,000 years ago, and for millions it's still true today. From the first cave paintings and carvings, humankind recognized it was the female, not the male, which conceived, gestated, gave birth, and nourished life. Hence, the creatrix of all was woman, and it was in a female face they identified their deity. All life and everything that was necessary for sustenance came forth not from God, but Goddess. She was called by many different names in many different places, thus becoming universally known as She of 10,000 Names. In parts of Asia and India, her worship remained within the realm of the sacred, but in the West, her devotion became unlawful or subjugated for a long time. Where her worship once thrived, there she was forced to lay dormant, but she has never left us. She's with us behind the veil of the Virgin Mary, Mary Magdalene, and the Black Madonna phenomena. Christians and Jews also know her as Sophia, or the Holy Spirit, and Muslims as Alat and Aluza. She is identified as Saint Bridget of Ireland. In the four eastern reaches of Asia, she lives on as Canon or Kuan Yin. She is Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico. She has remained alive in the hearts and minds of the people in India who have revered Kali for over 3,000 years. She was part of oceanic cultures in the guise of Pele, Papa, Rainbow Snake Mother, Hina. To Native Americans, she is Changing Woman, White Buffalo Woman, Mother Earth, and Spider Woman. To the Jewish people, she is Shekinah. To the African Yoruban people, she is Oya and Oshun. Across the globe, to all these people, she is the Great Mother. Devotion to Goddess has been with us since the beginning of consciousness, in spite of attempted suppression by those who would dethrone her. The concept of a sole male deity being the creator of the world is actually a relatively new idea, less than 3,000 years old. Many who worshipped a patriarchal or male deity attempted to destroy all reference to that which came before them and their god. They usurped her power and took it as their own. They distorted her image or made her devotion a sin. Men and women have died upholding their faith in Goddess. Fortunately, years of work from many noted scholars, goddess advocates, and archaeologists. Well, because of them, even though history books have been written by the conquerors, the truth is still out there waiting to be rediscovered. The clues are in the art, the pottery, textiles, and manuscripts. They are in the ruins of the archaeological sites and the mythology and traditions of people the world over. There is compelling evidence to suggest that an era existed in humankind's history when matrilineal, goddess-centered societies ruled. It may come as a surprise, but worship of goddess Isis around the globe almost surpassed that of Christianity. During the days when new political and religious zealots tried to obliterate worship of goddess, her veneration was forced underground, hidden in symbols and imagery not recognized by patriarchal authority. Yet she survived. Goddess has been here since the beginning, and she will be here until the end. Well, I'd like to invite you to take a moment and ground yourself. Leave your cares of the world outside. Focus inward into that sacred space where you find the divine within. I'd like to invite you to let your mind be clear. Let your heart be pure. And let your body be strong. It's time for our prayer of forgetting. We have forgotten who we are. In fact, that's the response. If you're at home and you'd like to follow along with me, the response for those participating are, we have forgotten who we are. And it goes like this. We have forgotten who we are. We have alienated ourselves from the unfolding of the cosmos. We have become estranged from the movements of the earth. We have turned our back on the cycles of life. We have forgotten who we are. We have sought only our own security. We have exploited simply for our own ends. We have distorted our knowledge and we have abused our power. We have forgotten who we are. Now the land is barren and the waters are poisoned and the air is polluted. We have forgotten who we are. Now the forests are dying and the creatures are disappearing and the humans are despairing. We have forgotten who we are. We ask forgiveness. We ask for the gift of remembering. We ask for the strength to change. Well, now's the time that we light our concept candles and our divinity candle and our perpetuation candle. So what I'd like to suggest to you is that you imagine in your mind's eye, or if you're sitting at home at your own altar, gather up three candles. And let's light the first candle together. And think of this. I light this candle today as we focus on gratitude, thankfulness, and appreciation. And think how that manifests in our lives. Now envision yourself lighting the second candle, the divinity candle. I light the divinity candle to honor the divine, she of 10,000 names, and show our gratitude for the bounty for which we have been provided. And now the third candle, the perpetuation candle. Imagine yourself lighting it. See the candle flame glow in your mind's eye. With the lighting of this candle, we remember to carry forward, share, and perpetuate gratitude within our lives. Gratitude and appreciation. In the times we live in today, it might seem very hard to conjure up those feelings. Maybe we're full of fear, anger, jealousy, disappointment. Well, we can't let those feelings get the upper hand, especially because showing gratitude and appreciation is such a powerful, magical tool of the cosmos. It's part of the equation of how the law of attraction works. What we focus on comes back to us because our thoughts are powerful tools of manifestation. So if we focus on lack of money or bills, well, guess what we get? More money and bills. If we focus on how miserable we feel, well, we'll continue to be in the dumps and be in a bad mood. So be appreciative, even if you feel there might be days when the only thing you have to be grateful for is maybe your beautiful cat purring on your lap, because you'll get that love and serenity back. But really, think about everything you do have to be grateful for and immerse yourself in that positive, gold, glowing feeling of gratitude and appreciation. And you will attract to yourself more things to be grateful for. Be appreciative of the money you have, and more will come to you. Be appreciative of the love and good friends in your life, and more will come to you. And remember, the more you feel you have, the more you actually manifest. Then you will have more to share with others. To be generous, because that's part of the power of attraction equation too. As the circle of reciprocity turns, be someone who defines themselves by their gratitude and their sharing. Be concerned for another, and others will be concerned for you. We're not islands. We are all interconnected and depend on each other. Think of the interdependence of the ecosystems. One thing's affected in an ecosystem, and it affects everything else. Or think about when you tend your garden if you want it to grow. It's the same thing here. Goddess teaches us our relatedness, not survival of the fittest individualism. Now, this doesn't mean you have to be satisfied with what you have and can't want more than you have already, but focus on gratitude for what you do have, not scarcity, and you will get back what you give, what you put out. I'd like to share with you something written by Cheryl Glover from New Thought Kabbalah. She says that when she's at work, instead of taking a coffee break, she takes what she calls a creation break. Yeah, a creation break. She's working with the sacred to create her own reality. In order to create and manifest abundance, prosperity, health, relationship, income, opportunity, we need to appreciate the abundance, prosperity, health, relationship, and income we have. Forget it might not be enough yet. Be grateful for the amount you have. She says in her creation break every day, she takes a few minutes and consciously acknowledges these things, and she says to herself, I love and appreciate my family, children, parents, and siblings. I love and appreciate my friends. I love and appreciate my store and clients. I appreciate the income I receive every day. I'm grateful that I can help so many people. I'm grateful that I'm free. I'm grateful I can be spiritually free to worship how I see fit. I'm grateful for the new opportunities that come my way. I'm grateful I'm healthy and getting healthier every day. I'm grateful that Goddess is in my life. I'm grateful for my spiritual gifts and talents. Well, that was just an example, sort of an idea. I'm sure you can tailor your own to fit your own life. So consider incorporating a creation break into your daily routine, too. You might even use a trigger so that you remember to do it. Maybe it's a special piece of jewelry or something you have on your desk. Maybe it's a post-it note on your computer screen. It doesn't matter. And finally, there is a certainty that comes along as a side benefit of gratitude. Some might call it faith. This certainty helps our emotional state when things seem insurmountable. It helps us stave off fear and other negative emotions. In the absence of gratitude and certainty, our pain might feel permanent, and it causes us to focus on our physical lack or a lack of confidence we can resolve our problems. So be grateful. You want that certainty as your ally. Thank your friends who have helped you. Maybe go home tonight or tomorrow and write a note card to those who have been there for you, even if it was months or a year ago. Call a sibling or your parent or a coworker or a friend and say thank you and tell them about the lovely thing they did for you. Don't just let the gratitude be in your heart and mind. Pay it forward. Put that positive intention out in the world and watch it come back to you and how you cope and manifest. Watch how it will bring you happiness, serenity, good health, and abundance. Don't waste energy on what you don't have. Focus your gratitude and appreciation on what you do have, and it will grow exponentially in your life. So I think this would be a good time to just take a couple minutes, and maybe if you have a piece of paper near you, you can just jot down some things that that you're grateful for. You know, I'm going to go ahead and play a little song for us. It'll be in the background while you do that. I think I'm going to go ahead and play Choose Love.
I say I will. I'll take the ride. 'Cause I'd rather have connections, pleasure and pain than be alone here with my pride. Okay, I'll take my shot. This time I'll take my chance. 'Cause that's all I have left. If I don't, if I won't choose love, and pride's all I'll have left. If I don't choose love. Our
praise and thanksgiving is an essential part of life's give and take. Just as the cycles of oxygen and water or any other nourishment flowing through the biosphere. For millennia, prayers and songs, like ones we hear often, have been shared and offered up to celebrate the miracle of existence of which we are a part. In return, I'd like to give you some affirmations to carry you into the days and weeks ahead. So think about this old French proverb goes like this. Gratitude is the heart's memory. Or what about this affirmation? I have the opportunity to walk the path of appreciation today. Or from Dolores LaChapelle, she says, we give away our thanks to the earth, which gives us our home. We give away our thanks to the rivers and lakes, which give away their water. We give away our thanks to the trees, which give away fruit and nuts. All beings on earth, the trees, the animals, the wind, and the rivers give away to one another, so all is in balance. I think that's lovely. Well, we're going to do a meditation tonight, so I'd like to invite you to relax. We're going to go a little bit deeper. This is your chance to reconnect with deity. See if there's any messages there for you. So keep your eyes closed and let the stress and the worries of the outside world fade away. They have no place here and now. Relax and breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. If your mind wanders, let it just come back to the sound of my voice. See the images I suggest on the movie screen of your third eye. allow yourself to go to that place within, that place that holds the wisdom, that place that connects to the source, the place from where your connection to all life comes forth and grows. So keeping your eyes closed, let the sound of my voice be your guide. You see yourself on a sunny beach near Ise, Japan, sacred site of the sun goddess Amaterasu. The sand under your skin is warm and shifts under your body with each motion. You hear the tide from the ocean very near, rolling in and out with its ebb and flow, ebb and flow. The sound has you mesmerized as you allow yourself to lie there, soaking in the peacefulness of this quiet place. You feel drawn in and notice your breath has become one with the ocean tides. In and out, in and out. You feel as if you are about to doze off when you hear a sweet melody in the distance. It piques your curiosity. You wonder where the sound might be coming from because you thought you were alone in this faraway place. So you decide to get up and explore. You gather yourself from this place on the beach and walk toward the sand dunes rising high behind you. As you climb to the top of the dunes and look between the tall grasses, you can see in the distance a large natural opening in the rocky cliff. You listen to the melody and you're intrigued. So you walk closer to the cave entrance. What possibly might be within making this beautiful, ethereal sound coaxing you forward, tempting you within? In a moment or two, you're standing at the entrance of the cave. You feel the coldness within compared to the warmth of the sun's rays on the beach. The darkness is inviting and you feel drawn to go within. You feel no sense of danger, only a strange sense of calm. So you allow yourself to go deeper within. You're surprised how your eyes acclimate to the darkness, allowing you to see with ease. It's almost as if there's some natural light that reflects off the shimmering stones you see protruding from the rocks that permeate the cave's interior. The melody continues to invite you within, so you walk deeper, all the while mesmerized by the beauty of this darkness and the sensation that something lies deep within that you must see. As you go still deeper, you have no fear about being able to find your way out. The path has been easy and the return leaves no doubt. You focus on the melody and you are unsure if it's the voice of a woman or the strands of some ethereal instrument. You only know it has you within its sweet embrace. Interestingly, it seems, with each gust of breeze that emanates from within, the sound seems louder, as if the sound is carried on the breath of this place, as if this very cavern is alive. Intrigued and trusting your instincts, you go farther still within the cool and inviting darkness. There's no danger in this place. You must find the source of this enchanting sound. In a moment, you come upon a larger opening as the cavern becomes brighter, larger, rounder. You notice a glint of something shining on the wall before you and your eyes strain to focus. As you move closer, you reach out your hand and touch the golden source that seems encrusted in the rock. Instantly, you jump back as the golden object begins to morph. You can hardly believe the transformation happening before your eyes. You stand there spellbound, unable to move, yet you're not afraid. The glint of gold is changing shape and growing and taking form. It's as if you have awakened something from its slumber. You're reminded of unbelievable stories from ancient myths, of seekers, sailors, travelers who chance upon the unexplained. And here you find yourself a player in just such a wondrous story, and you choose to let your mind suspend disbelief. Mesmerized, you stand there and watch the full transformation as the glint of what appear to be gold slowly materializes in a haze-like mist to reveal the body of a woman clad in shimmering robes. How does she look to you? What color is her hair? What does she wear upon her head, her feet? can you see what she holds in her hand? It appears to be a jar made of the precious stone called alabaster. Your eyes are drawn to the jar and the gentleness of her hands and eyes. She seems to be speaking to you, yet her lips do not move. You realize the melody you had been hearing is now becoming clearer. Once distant and alluring, but without actual words, you could understand. You now suddenly realize the melody is actually her voice, and you are slowly coming to understand the language that lives within the magical sounds emanating from her very being. Transfixed on her golden form, you look closer, listening and trying to take in every detail because you know this experience is a very special gift. You let your eyes gaze upon her from head to toe. You see her golden form begin to glow and the shimmer begins to spread towards you as if you're magically being embraced in her golden essence. You feel its warmth and you breathe deeply on instinct, soaking in that which is being given to you. You begin to realize this great mother is healing you of that which tormented you or gave you angst. You feel that which, that pain, that worry, that fear and dread all subsiding. As this revelation becomes more real, you seem to be guided to focus on that which was broken when you entered the cave. Perhaps your wounds were obvious, perhaps not. But you are being shown in the presence of this goddess you have the ability to overcome and to heal. In that moment, still in her golden embrace, you notice her fingers are reaching within the alabaster jar. Then she touches you to anoint your forehead. Her words until now had been a soothing, healing melody, but now they clearly take shape as she says, "I heal thee, my child, with this sacred salve. Never doubt your wounds can be healed. Never doubt the love I have in my heart for you, for I have created you and wish you only joy and happiness. Go forth now. Live your life to its fullest. Follow your dreams. And remember, I am always here for you." As you take in her words, look again at this golden goddess. What do you see? How do you feel in her presence? Savor this moment and burn it in your memory. Allow the sensations of the moment to overtake you. Bask in her golden glow. Close your eyes and take in the healing and love she offers. Feel it to your very core. Breathe it in and listen. Close your eyes and hear if there are any words or other messages she offers you now. You notice that the golden glow that embraced you is beginning to fade. It is receding back toward the golden form of the great she. You still feel her smile upon you. You feel her essence, but her shape is becoming faint and formless. Within a few minutes, there is only the golden glint embedded once again within the rocks and her voice, the natural melody on the wind that lives within this womb-like cavern. You understand your audience has come to an end, but you know this is a place you can return to any time you need her golden touch, her loving embrace, her healing and guidance. You turn around and begin to retrace your steps back toward the mouth of the cave. You breathe in deeply, hearing, soaking in the faint melody that once called you with such urgency. You understand that she knew you needed her, and she revealed herself to you. You awakened her in your time of need, in your time of seeking, in your time of doubt, as you always can. Soon you see the rays of the bright sunshine before you. Once again, the only sounds you hear are the ebb and flow of the ocean beyond. Before you step out into the brightness of the day, you are awakened. You are back in your room where your journey began. Open your eyes now. Shake your hands. Say your name aloud. Wiggle your toes. Wiggle your fingers. Bring yourself back from the sacred journey, refreshed, invigorated, confident in your ability to call upon the essence you experienced in these past moments whenever the need arises. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show that we are at the time of the year when we welcome in the light. I'm filling myself with a certainty that that light will shine forth in the coming months, providing transparency, healing, balance, and enlightenment to humanity. Remember, our thoughts are things, and we must be the change we want to see in the world, cliche as that might sound. We must live our lives according to how we would like to see society change. So to honor the coming light and the turning of the seasons, that's why I chose the Sun Goddess to dedicate tonight's meditation. I dedicated it to the Shinto goddess, Amaterasu, in her sacred site on the island of Japan. If you know her myth, it's similar to the Greek goddess Demeter and the powerful but unrestrained Baobo. Amaterasu, too, withdrew from the world and secluded herself in a cave, causing the earth to become barren and bleak, only to reappear and restore fertility to the land in response to a raucous performance by the unashamed Uzumi as she danced a bawdy dance near the cave entrance. Legend has it Amaterasu peeked out from behind the stone that blocked the opening to the cave. Her curiosity piqued by the laughter and clapping inspired from Uzumi's performance, particularly when she lifted her skirt to show her yoni. As Amaterasu's face slowly was seen emerging from the cave, the Sun Goddess caught sight of her own image in a bronze mirror and, dazzled by her own radiance, restored light and fertility to the world. Some scholars believe this myth reflects the power and awe inspired by the yoni across cultures as a catalyst for creation, change, healing, or protection. You can read more about Amaterasu and her sacred sites in my first book, Sacred Places of Goddess, 108 Destinations. So I invite you to look for that. So as we close tonight's Sacred Salon ritual on the radio, we are going to close with the prayer of remembering. And if you're here with me and you want to follow along, the response is, we rejoice in all life. We remember who we are. I'll say it one more time. We rejoice in all life. We remember who we are. And it goes like this. We live in all things. All things live in us. We rejoice in all life. We remember who we are. We live by the sun. We move by the stars. We rejoice in all life. We remember who we are. We eat from the earth. We drink from the rain. We breathe from the air. We rejoice in all life. We remember who we are. We share with the creatures. We have strength through their gifts. We rejoice in all life. We remember who we are. We depend on the forests. We have knowledge through their secrets. We rejoice in all life. We remember who we are. We have the privilege of seeing and understanding. We have the responsibility of caring. We have the joy of celebrating. We are full of the grace of creation. We remember who we are. Well, next month's Sacred Salon will be on the theme of harmony, and we'll once again do a meditation, and we'll do some wisdom telling, and I hope you'll join me. What I think I'll do now is open up the chat room and see if there's anyone there that might like to have a chat. And while I do that, I am going to let you listen to another song, or at least a little snippet of a song. Let me see. What shall it be? What shall it be? How about Samhain Nights by Jenna Green? And here we go.
Lights the sacred fire, hold your lover tight. Welcome now the spirits of all Samhain Nights. Light the sacred fire, hold your lover tight. Welcome now the spirits of all Samhain Nights. The veil between the other world and the plane is mortal. Thin to welcome the ancient ones, the earth becomes their portal. Let not your heart be heavy, let not your head be light. Keep aware and quench your fears on the Samhain Nights. Jack-o'-lantern circle to protect you from your fears. As we celebrate the harvest and the Celtic New Year, come with me into the woods deep in the sacred grove and dance with me for life and love as the elements unfold. Light the sacred fire, hold your lover tight. Welcome now the spirits of all Samhain Nights. Light the sacred fire, hold your lover tight. Welcome now the spirits of all Samhain Nights. We honor our ancestors, loved ones who have passed. We keep them in our memory with love that always lasts. Tonight they pass the bridge, it's supposed to be with us again. Through the veil of spirit world into the realm of men. By oak and ash and thorn, we build the sacred fire. We dance until the morn, the smoke it rises higher. Study close the shadow, study close the flame. A voice from long ago may whisper your name. We dare not fall asleep till the promise of a gentle dawn away the spirits free. Another Samhain coming on the three will not forget their loving presence here. Those who've gone before us will honor all the years. Light the sacred fire, hold your love tight. Welcome now the spirits of all Samhain Nights. Light the sacred fire, hold your love tight. Welcome now the spirits of all Samhain Nights. So hold your love tight and walk now in the sweet dream through old Samhain Nights, where things are never as they seem. Light the sacred fire, hold your love tight. Welcome now the spirits of all Samhain Nights. Light the sacred fire, hold your love tight. Welcome now the spirits of all Samhain Nights.
Well, I hope you're still with me, listeners. And some of you sent me some things you would like me to share before we close tonight. And this was sent to me by a friend. It was written a suggestion, an idea from someone called Dorothy Copper. And she says, Christmas has now passed for 2011. During the week leading up to New Year and beyond, I challenge each and every person to think about something. Wiccans, pagans, how about we unite on every new moon and cast a spell and meditate on healing our beautiful planet? Make an energy ball filled with healing power to return to our great mother. Christians, unite with us and pray for the healing of our wonderful earth and her people. Let's spread the goodwill of Yule and Christmas as a daily meditation and prayer every day, and spread love, joy, and peace always, instead of only once a year. Let's unite and heal. Blessed be. Well, that's lovely, Dorothy, and that's a great idea. Every new moon, think about that. Mark your calendar. You know what? Even if you don't get together with a group of people, maybe you just put those thoughts and intentions into the world. Every new moon, meditate on healing our beautiful planet, on uniting and healing and love and joy and peace instead of fear and divisiveness and hate. Also, one of my sisters, Sam, sent me this, and she thought it was beautiful, and listeners might like to hear it. It was written by a woman by the name of Karen Zuber, D-Z-U-B-U-R, and it's called The Lady's Prayer. It goes like this. The earth is my mother, I shall not want. Her hand brings forth the green pastures. She tarries within the still waters. She leads me in fields for fruitfulness for my glory. Yea, as I walk through the summer of life unto death, I will not be afraid, for you are with me. Your womb in the earth will unfold me. You prepare a harvest before me and bless my home with children. You fill me with milk and honey. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and beauty will nurture me all the days of my life, and I will become part of the earth forever. Well, listeners, before I close tonight's Sacred Salon, I'd like to thank the women with whom I do Sacred Sundays, Shelley, Samantha, Marcia, Barit. I'd also like to thank the Green Man Store for giving us a wonderful place to have our Sacred Sunday services that inspired these rituals on the radio. So until next week, my beloved sisters and brothers, may Goddess embrace you in her golden wings.
Desert, heart, fire.